Southeast Alaska has 17 school districts from Yakutat to Metlakatla. 60%, 10 of the 17, have said goodbye to their top officials.
When you have the number of superintendents leaving at one time in a single year, it does leave a void.
Bruce Johnson is executive director of the Alaska Council of School Administrators. He's helped numerous school boards search for superintendents. He says six of Southeast's 10 turnovers gave plenty of notice because they're retiring. So it's not the mass exit it may seem.
The good news, I think, in Southeast Alaska is all of these will be relatively smooth transitions with plenty of time for overlap between the outgoing superintendent and the incoming superintendent.
It doesn't seem to be a result of conflict region-wide, but it's sort of a natural transition for many people.
Joseph Reeves is executive director of the Association of Alaska School Boards.
The negative that I could see from it is that you have superintendents, school districts in Southeast who have similarities, and the superintendents are, they talk to each other. So there will be a lot of new people coming in, and there'll be some history loss.
Some districts hire from within, which makes transitions easier. Others look farther afield, though Alaska experience is usually preferred. Experts say that's a healthy approach, but Diane Hirschberg of the Center for Alaska Education Policy Research says there's still a lot to learn.
If you're talking about somebody who is a superintendent in a Yupik part of the state and coming into a Tlingit community, there is certainly becoming proficient in the local norms and cultures, but there is also just understanding what the history of the community has been and the relationship with schools.
Nine Southeast school districts have hired replacements. They're Yakutat, Haines, Hoonah, Klawock, Chatham, Mount Edgecombe, Petersburg, Sitka, and Wrangell. Juneau is looking, but isn't that far along. Hirschberg says turnover at the top can trickle down, which can impact schools.
One of the things we'll often see with leadership leaving a district is that principals, school administrators, and teachers will follow.
Increasingly tight budgets are making Alaska less attractive to applicants, so this year's candidate pool is somewhat smaller than usual. But Johnson of the Council of School Administrators says districts can still attract talented superintendents.
Many of our boards, especially in smaller school districts, are, you know, finding it challenging sometimes to find two or three quality candidates to bring in to be interviewed. But as I used to always tell them, it only takes one great candidate in order to make a successful search.
Johnson's a former superintendent himself in Juneau, Kodiak, and the state's Mount Edgecombe boarding school. He lives in the capital city, and like so many others in Southeast, he's retiring this year. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.